The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens a womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons in accordance with the dictate of the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. He was a righteous man and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen Christ the Lord. And he came in the power of the Holy Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him in his arms and he blessed God, saying, Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. The child's father and mother were amazed at what he said, and Simeon blessed them, and he said to Mary, Behold, this child is destined for the fall and the rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign which will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword shall pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. The Gospel of the Lord. The presentation of Jesus in the temple has a very ancient origin, and it's fascinating to read its roots, where it came from, the idea of presenting the child firstborn. It's a bit complex. It might be too much for us. We don't have time to talk about it, but sometime it goes back to the book of Exodus. I remember the plagues of Pharaoh, and the last plague was the firstborn. Every firstborn was slain except the firstborn of the people of Israel. Remember, they put the sign over the door and they were spared. So the firstborn became dedicated to the Lord. And then it went along, the firstborn, they expected the firstborn to serve in the temple. But then it went along, they went through the Exodus. And remember, they worshiped the calf, the golden calf. And then after that, the firstborn were no longer dedicated to the Lord in that manner, except for the tribe of Levi, because the tribe of Levi did not participate in the golden calf. So the tribe of Levi, the priestly tribe. And now each firstborn had to be brought to the temple to go through a certain ritual of redemption. Now, I'm not sure where to tell you where to go to find all this information, but I know, Google it or something like that. You'll learn more about it. It's very interesting. This moment, however, has its own teaching for us. You'll notice that reading through the narrative of the birth of Jesus and the first revelation of Jesus to the world here, all the insights and understandings of the moment come from divine revelation. The Magi are led by a star. They're led by divine revelation. The shepherds are led by the angels revealing. Simeon says, it was revealed to him that he would not see death until he had seen the Messiah. Somehow, the only way in which he could recognize that this child was a messianic one was through divine revelation. Now that's important to keep in mind. For us to see God's presence in another person, you need faith, you need divine revelation. Now, there's a very tender and sensitive moment here in this, keeping in mind that Simeon was not a priest, not a rabbi, he was a devout layman, a devout person. And it was to him that was given this great moment of revelation. He was a man of prayer and great faith, and it was revealed to him that he would not see death until he had seen the Lord. Now, I'm sure that when the child is born, parents are reborn. I love to tell the story. Some years ago, I went up to the Amish country in Pennsylvania to see what the Amish people could teach me. And they're great teachers. I mean, they have an extraordinary lifestyle, and there's an integrity about them. It's amazing. But when I was leaving, I had lunch with Alfred, this old man with his beard and his round hat and his overalls. And I said, "Alfred, teach me something before you leave. Say something wise to me." I said, "Father, you won't understand." He was an old man now, this fellow. And he said, "You won't understand." I said, "Well, tell me anyway." And he said, "There's only one good thing about growing old." I said, "Tell me." "Grandchildren." And I said, "Well, I think I understand." "No, you don't understand. You won't understand unless you have grandchildren. When the child is born, the grandparent is reborn." In this case, Simeon, the old man Simeon, it was revealed to him that this child is unique. Now, I know every child is unique. And the grandparents will say, "This is a messianic child." Every child. Whenever I have baptisms here, I say, "Tell me something about this child that makes the child different than any others." Well, sleeps a lot, or whatever they say. But there's something unique about every child. But it was revealed to Simeon that this child, above all others, this was the messianic child. And in many ways, they're telling us Simeon was reborn. He was reborn in the presence of Christ because it was revealed to him that this was the Messiah. Now, what does this mean to us? If we walk through this day truly in faith, walk in faith in the light of Christ, only then can we really see the presence of God in other people. People that please us, people that do not please us, whatever it is, but how to see in the light of Christ, by divine revelation, God's presence in each person. I think that's the call of the Spirit in the Word of God today. Walk through this day in the light of Christ. Allow divine revelation to show us what the world cannot show us. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.